This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, we are back. It's a WIP afternoon show.
Unbelievable.
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz at their rally in Royers Ford at McGurk's, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey.
Let's go!
What's up, Ike?
Brother Spike?
With your people. With your people.
Listen, we're out here amongst the folks.
Yeah. There it is.
All right, Aaron from San Diego. We're not going to have that all show.
Yeah, enough.
Yes. Doing pretty good, brother. It is hump day, Wednesday.
Yep.
How do I phrase it? Is it Eagles opening season?
It's game day Eve.
Game day Eve. Oh, Christmas Eve, Ike.
I like it. I was trying to figure out a clever way to put that out there. Yes.
Oh, Christmas you nailed
Eve.
It.
Yeah. That was smooth. Jackie Baseball, thankfully for you. Hold on, Justin.
I know.
Yeah, slow down back there.
Yeah.
You didn't know we had to deal with this when you were out last week. Justin's become aggressive.
DeRozio?
Yeah.
Chesty DeRozio is a problem.
Yep.
There he is, Jackie Baseball. No action last night, but it's okay. I'm sure you're here to make us feel good. Holla at you, boy.
Listen, Phil's Brewers tonight. I'm sure people, this is the pregame show for Phil's Brewers?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Everyone's locked in.
Dog, I got highlights of QB1 on my TV screen right in front of me. Doesn't get much better than this.
Joe Giglio with us until 3 o'clock, starting off the show. Thank you, Joe.
For you got being it.
Joe G.
It will be a big show today. You know, speaking of the Phillies, we will talk to Larry Anderson at 3, talk about the rest of the Brewer series. Brian Baldinger, Baldy, joins
Baldy.
Us once again. Baldy will join us at 4. And then in person at 5 o'clock, Terrell Owens, right here with us, with Hugh.
T-O. Expect to hear a lot of that today.
Yeah, I would assume.
Yeah.
We'll hear quite a bit. And it will be interesting to see T.O. and Hugh on the same stage.
They better be well-behaved. That's all I'm saying.
And you're sitting in between them,
yeah,
correct?
That's why they better be well-behaved.
And,
yes.
And don't worry, Ike. Spike and I are right next to you.
Yeah, in case you need us.
You know, I found out this morning that they haven't seen each other since the moment.
They haven't seen each
they
other?
They haven't seen each other?
You know, so Hugh has talked about him as if they kind of moved on. Like, this
right.
Years ago he told me this. But, like, in the same room.
They've not had a chance to face-to-face with each other.
Face-to-face since the moment.
Wow.
I know.
Wait. I did not realize that.
I didn't either. That feels like a big deal.
I've seen T.O. a couple times since then. I didn't realize he and Hugh hadn't been in the same room.
Do you think we could get? You think we could get a hug
between those guys?
No, between me. Yeah, of course, between those guys. Yeah. What do you think? You think you get a? You know,
I'll start with
one
a
arm hug.
I'll start with a bro handshake,
bro
hug. Yeah,
okay,
that type of thing.
Bro, I feel
counts.
Like T.O.'s got to initiate it. I don't think he's initiating the hug.
No. Hugh is not Mr. Warm and Fuzzy.
No.
I don't think.
No?
No, I don't think so. So that is happening at 5 o'clock. Of course, if you can't get down here, you can hear it on the air. But we are at McGurk's in Royers Ford. And remember, this show.
Ford.
No, don't. This show says it the right way. We respect Royers Ford here.
I'm sick of it.
We respect it. So I was. Yeah, I actually heard Giglio and Elliot arguing about or talking about this toward the end of the last hour.
I'll leave it to Elliot.
Well, I was
start an argument.
So one thing we've said a lot about start off the show talking about the offense a little bit, the Eagles' offense, and it seemed like at the end of last year, we said. To a certain extent, me more than you, Ike, but we said, they can't keep doing it this way. They can't keep doing it this way. They're going to have to throw the ball. They're going to have to throw the ball. They can't keep doing it this way. Can't keep doing it this way. They do it all the way up through the Super Bowl. They win the Super Bowl, essentially doing the same exact thing. You know, Jalen had a good game in the Super Bowl and in the championship game, but essentially doing the same exact thing. And we get to the end of it, and we're all sort of like, can't believe we got through all that. And then we spend the entire offseason saying, they can't do it that way anymore. They can't do it that way anymore. They can't do it that way anymore. And I sort of have arrived at not only can they do it, but that is the best path to them getting to the Super Bowl again is doing the exact same thing on offense. Like, we keep saying they can't do it, they can't do it, they can't do it. I just don't know why they can't. It's not like other good offenses in the history of the NFL have done one thing, succeeded with it, and then the next year come and done a whole other thing, right? The 49ers, when they won Super Bowls, did the same thing year after year. The Cowboys, when they did the Super Bowls, did the same thing year after year. They weren't beating people by tricking them last year. But by midseason, everybody knew exactly what the Eagles were going to do. And the difference between the Eagles and the teams they were playing was not because they were out-scheming the other team. That sure as hell isn't the truth, because we knew exactly what they were going to do. The other teams knew what they were going to do. They had the better offensive line. They had a better running back. And to Elliott's credit, as he said this over and over, they didn't turn the ball over. So if you're going to tell me the Eagles can do one thing this year to try to win a Super Bowl again, either do something that they weren't particularly good at last year, and that is throw the ball more, or do the thing that they were really, really good at last year, is run the hell out of the ball and hope that Saquon doesn't get hurt. That's what I'm doing. I'm approaching this year figuring out, seeing exactly what worked last year, and trying to do it again. And if Saquon can't handle it, then physically,
what do you do?
Well, then you're out of luck. But I'll remind you.
Hold on. Yes. How are we out of luck when we got a top five quarterback, arguably the best receiving duo in football, a great offensive line, and a top five tight end? Like, why are we out of luck if Saquon is injured or he can't be as effective?
No. I'm not saying that they're out of luck in that they can't win. I'm not saying if Saquon isn't quite as effective, do something different. Like, they got to the Super Bowl in 2022 running the hell out of the ball. Now, it wasn't running the hell out of the ball at the extent it was last year, but
they also had a much better passing game in 22.
Yeah, it was better. It was more. It wasn't.
Well, last year they were the 29th ranked passing.
Absolutely.
Offense.
What were they in 22?
I don't know, but he averaged mid-pack, like 240, 250 a game throwing the ball.
And that was 3 years ago. And
yeah.
And every time they've tried to do that since then, it's been turnover city. So I believe the Eagles should do the exact same thing they did last year. And they crossed their fingers last year with Saquon that he's not going to get hurt. I would cross your fingers again, and I think that's the best path for them.
Yeah, listen, I love you to death, but this ain't passing my smell test. And this is the way I look at this. If you're right. If they can use the same formula they used last year to win, and the league hasn't figured it out, and we can still run to be the number one rushing team in the league, of course, you just do that. But you're not giving enough credit to the league and how they – defensive coordinators are so much better than they were 25, 30 years ago when the league was built on offenses and there weren't much you can do, and quarterbacks were better back then. In this league, this year, you better update your resume and your play every year. I don't see – and this is why you don't have very many repeat teams. Because you can't just come back and do the same exact thing you did the year before. You know, when you look at Kansas City's championships and their Super Bowl runs, there were years where they were the best passing team in the league. Patrick Mahomes was throwing for 50 touchdowns and 4,000 yards. And then they had to do it with a defense and ball possession and 10 play drives, 15 play drives, where they dink and dunk down the field. They didn't continue to do the same thing they did to win years before because, A, they didn't have the same personnel, and, B, the league caught up to them. So here's what I'm saying. I'm perfectly fine with the Eagles when they face a team that says, you're not going to beat us with Saquon Barkley. I'm not going to bang my head against the wall trying to run the ball 30 times a game at 3 yards a clip which is what it was in the Super Bowl. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to let my quarterback open it up to my wide receivers, to A.J. Brown, to Devontae Smith, and that's the beauty of this offense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What they did in the championship game and what they did in the Super Bowl was not what it looked like all year long. They had to adjust. And we all know they scored the most points in those two games of any other team in NFL history because they were a dual threat. That meant they could beat you through the air or on the ground. You can't go back and repeat as a one-dimensional offense. You just can't. Well, this league is too difficult for you to go back and do the same thing you did last year. And the defense may not be as good as it was last year.
Well, so there's two things to that. The first thing you talked about the Chiefs, you're right. But the difference between the Chiefs and the Eagles is the Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes and the Eagles don't. So they have the
option.
We're not
far off.
Well, okay. And then the second thing is
I ain't stuttered, Joe. Why are you looking at me like that? We're not that far off.
Yeah, Joe.
We're five spots off.
Okay, yeah. Five, seven, six.
But the other thing is that, and I think we forget this about the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl sometimes, is the amount of turnovers that we generated in those two games. Specifically, you're not going to score 50 points with Jalen Hurts throwing for 217 yards without generating five turnovers like they did against the Commanders and however many they did against the Chiefs. Like, that allowed us to do some of the things that we did that we didn't do the rest of the year. Those two games, while Jalen was different in those two games, I would say the biggest difference in those two games is the amount we got to the quarterback and the turnovers that we created, which didn't happen the rest of the year. Like, we didn't create turnovers at the clip we did against those two teams. So I think the best thing that they can do is do the same thing. And I think that the difference between the Chiefs, which you brought up, and the Eagles is that, and I mean this is no specific disrespect to Jalen.
Is
that Patrick Mahomes is capable of throwing 50 touchdowns.
Not if he doesn't have weapons, he's not. That's clear. He's only done it once.
Right.
So if he could throw 50 every year, he would throw 50 touchdowns every year.
Right. But Jalen Hurts is never throwing for 50 touchdowns.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, but I'm only point is that Patrick Mahomes can't snap his fingers and throw 50 touchdowns.
I wasn't saying that, but I'm saying that he is skilled enough to lead a pass first, pass a lot offense. And I wouldn't put that in Jalen's hands. I don't think it is the best.
That's why it comes back to, I know you're not trying to make this a Jalen thing, but ultimately that's what it is. That's why I said it doesn't pass the smell test. This is.
You make everything about Jalen?
Yeah, because it is. It is. And we, especially when you say, even if we're not effective, continue to do it. Because see, what I would say is, I got enough trust in my passing game and my quarterback, if that's what we have to resort to doing, I'm perfectly fine with it. I'm perfectly fine if we have to throw the ball.
215-592-9494. Offense same as last year or no? Gilio?
Better.
Same as last year. I'm with you, Spike. I would want to see if someone could stop it before I change it. Like, why am I changing the formula that we know works until someone stops? I know the Chiefs did in one game, but the Chiefs have Steve Spagnuolo, and the Chiefs are the best team of this generation. The Eagles are getting now catching up.
We'll see them week two.
Yeah, we'll see them week two. But no one, Spike's right. Everyone knew they were going to run the football from October on. No one stopped it. Until someone stops it again and again, I'm going to keep doing it because it's their best way to win. So you guys brought up a lot of good examples of teams in NFL history, right, doing the same thing or not. Mm-hmm. I'll throw two at you, and one I think illustrates why we shouldn't change it. So the Broncos won with Terrell Davis being an all-time running back for a couple years.
Yes.
Then they won the next year, and they had the same offense. They didn't change it. They didn't say, well, we have John Elway and Ed McCaffrey and Rod Smith. We should throw it more this year. They said, no, we won.
Elway is old.
Elway was older, but they still
missed half of the season.
But they came back with the same idea. We have Terrell Davis.
They ran
the best
Terrell Davis
in the league.
I played that year. Yep. I played that team
and
that year. And Bubby Brister was the starting. My point is that they used that running formula because Elway was injured and out. They couldn't rely on Bubby Brister to go out there and throw the ball every week, so they gave the ball to Terrell Davis.
Now, in the playoffs, though, he was back, and they ran the hell out of the football.
Who was the Super Bowl MVP?
John Elway.
Okay.
Jalen was last year. Who was the best player?
No, I'm saying, what did they do when Atlanta took away the running game?
It was
away to Rod Smith and Easy Ed McCaffrey.
Let me give you a more recent example of a team
that went to
team that went to back-to-back Super Bowls. And a quarterback, I think, is very similar to Jalen Hurts. Russell Wilson.
Yep.
There was a very specific formula they had to win with Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
They ran the hell out of the football. They asked him to make some plays with his legs
and
his
arm.
Yeah,
but they didn't have A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith.
Let me finish.
Exactly, Ike.
That's the point.
Back to back.
A couple years after they started going, when they went to the two Super Bowls, right?
Yeah.
Then what was the whole thing? Let Russ cook.
And how'd that work out?
They never got back to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that wasn't how you win with Russell Wilson. You let him throw 25 times and you play defense. You let him throw 40? Yeah, he threw for 3,500 yards. He's great. They never won big games again. There was a way to win with Russell Wilson, and there's a way to win with Jalen Hurts. And we've seen it twice now. We get away from it. We're not going to the Super Bowl.
And here's what I'm telling you. I love Saquon enough that I don't mind if that's what they do. My point is that if that doesn't work, where's my confidence level at? That's what I'm saying. You guys seem like you're saying, don't divert from what you did last year to mess it up. Stick with what you did last year.
Hold on.
All I heard all offseason was we need a new offensive coordinator in here. A.J. Brown last year, you can't do what we did last year. We're going to have to do something different. I heard all of this all last season. Now I'm hearing just do what you did last year.
Because we got a game tomorrow, we got to win.
Yeah, because you're getting nervous now. See, there's a difference. You see that hand? It don't move. So when I show you confidence in my quarterback in March, April, and May, I still got the same confidence today because what has changed? Nothing has changed. I still got the best offensive personnel in football with the top wide receiver duo, arguably. And I got a top five quarterback that I don't mind putting the ball in his hands. And he ain't Russell Wilson. And this ain't the Legion of Boom defense. This ain't the Legion of Boom defense. So what happens when you don't have the Legion of Boom defense and the other team is scoring 28 points? What are you going to do, run Saquon to 30?
Well, you can't protect your defense by keeping them off the field. By running the football. If the defense is going to be slightly worse, I want them on the field less.
Yeah.
So run the football. Keeps them off the field.
You still need to score points.
Best player in the sport, the players told me, was Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
Hand him the ball. Hand him the ball.
I got no problem with that. My thing is when that doesn't work, what do?
Then I'll throw if I have to.
Okay then. And you feel confident.
At times.
Oh, see, there we go.
Oh, here we go.
There we go.
What?
It's hard to pin you down, Jillio.
No, it's not. It's not hard to pin him
at
down.
At times.
Because here's the thing. Either you're going to show your hand or you're not. And when you don't show your hand, that means you're scared to show your hand.
I showed my hand.
No, you didn't show. Well,
run
you did.
The ball.
You did. You told me you're not feeling confident all the time in Jalen.
That's the truth.
I can appreciate the truth. Yeah. And I can deal with that. Spike, where you at?
I agree with Joe.
Okay. Yeah. Fritz, where you at?
Then you change the offense.
Oh,
AJ Brown. AJ Brown is not going to do. Is not going to handle another year.
Oh, I didn't even get to that part.
Thank you. It's the most important part. Most important point. I win the argument at 216. AJ Brown is not doing that again. He's not going to be a blocking receiver again and handle that well.
Yeah, do you believe that?
I don't care what AJ Brown.
You have to care.
Go read some more books.
Saquon needs to be a passenger this year, not the driver.
Slow down.
Are we going to go Super Bowl that way?
What?
215.
Jack during next week's show. Yeah.
Yeah, slow down a little bit.
He's got Jack's got a list of shows. He's just
Saquon
ready to do.
And
by the way, Ike, if there's
come on back. I know you're over there waiting.
Get in here, big dog.
If there's one guy that shouldn't pass your sniff test on any of this, it is this one right here.
Oh, believe me.
Yeah.
I know that, yes. The biggest that is for sure.
The biggest fraud up here.
Yes, that is for sure.
You're not gonna hit Quintana tonight.
All right, there we go. All right. 215-592-9494. You think the Eagles should do the same thing they did offensively last year, or do they need to evolve and throw the ball more? We have Joe Giglio with us until 3 o'clock. We are at, well, that's what he does. We are at Rally and Royers Ford at McGurk's, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.